Praise the Lord. Hello, friends. Welcome in. Welcome in. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. I want to welcome you into our broadcast tonight. Welcome into Overcomers Broadcast here at Higher Life. And this is tonight's broadcast. We're going to be talking about Hebrews 13 and 8, which is one of my favorite scriptures. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Now, I was on just a few minutes ago, and things did not work out well at all for me. My volume was not correct, and I just had a lot of audio problems. So hopefully we have got that corrected, and hopefully now you're getting a clear signal and a good audio. So anyway, Hebrews 13 and 8, let's get to it, all right? One of my favorite scriptures, read it many, many, many times, quoted it many times, never really fully appreciated it, and didn't really even understand it for many years. It was just a scripture that had a nice ring to it, and it really was an encouraging word to think Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's powerful in itself. But here's the key. Here's the thing. One day I'm meditating on that scripture, and meditation is such a powerful, powerful tool of spiritual growth. So I'm meditating on that scripture, and I begin to ask questions about that verse. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, what does that mean to me? Because I don't really have a point of reference. Unless I go back to the scriptures, and you don't either. We don't have a point of reference that we can say, he's that. He's the same as he was. He's exactly the same today as he was then. Unless you go to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, these people had personal encounters with Jesus Christ. Personally, they knew him. They spoke with him. They sat down and ate dinner with him. I mean, these were real people that fellowshipped, walked with, talked with a real Jesus. They gave us their personal accounts of Jesus. That's why some of them are a little different, even though they may share the same accounts in the harmony of the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are called the Gospels. And though they may share the same accounts in three or four of the Gospels, sometimes they're different because they are individuals and they share different things that they saw about Jesus. So when I look into the scripture, I get my point of reference for Hebrews 13 and 8. And I say, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, I have a point of reference. I can go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I can read what individuals who had personal eyewitness contact, fellowship with Jesus, what they said about him. And that's where I get my point of reference. So, when I say Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever, I go back to my point of reference and say, what does that mean to me? That means he is the same as he was to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and to all the multitudes. And that account that they had of him, and what they saw about him, and what they saw in him, and what they saw working in him, and what they saw working through him, is the same today as it was then, and it will be the same forever, because Jesus never changes. That tells me that he is the same in compassion. The Bible says that he came out one day, looked upon the multitudes, and he was moved with compassion when he looked on them and he saw their sicknesses and he saw their illnesses and he saw their maladies. And the Bible says he's moved with compassion on them and he healed their sick. Many times the scripture tells us that Jesus healed all that were sick. Many times. Matthew 8:16-17 says, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and he healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities, and he bare our sicknesses. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same in his love for people. God so loved the world that he gave his son. The son so loved the world that he gave himself. God gave us his son. The son gave us himself. God gave us his son. The son gave us eternal life. Jesus willingly offered up himself on the cross to redeem us from our sins and to bring us back into right relationship with God that was lost through Adam's transgression in the garden. He's the same in his love for people. He's the same in his mercy. He's the same in his hatred for sickness and disease. Do you realize that Jesus was at war with sickness and disease? Anywhere he saw sickness and disease, he looked at it and viewed it as a work of the devil, as a disease that was straight from the devil. When he looked at the little woman that was bent over 18 years, bowed over with an infirmity, he says, Satan hath bound this woman these 18 years. And then he said to her, daughter, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And instantly she was made straight. Jesus is the same today in his hatred for sickness and disease as he was when he walked the shores of Galilee. He hates sickness and disease. Wow, that's encouraging to me. If I got sickness, if I had sickness in my body, if you've got sickness in your body tonight, know that Jesus hates that. He hates that. He hates the fact that there is a devil who afflicts people with sickness and disease, with disorders, with maladies. He hates that. He's at war with that. Acts 10:38, which is another one of my favorite scriptures, says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Everywhere Jesus went, he healed the sick. He cleansed the lepers. He raised the dead. He cast out devils. He fed the multitudes. He met needs. He lifted hurting people. Jesus is a healer. He's the same in his compassion. He's the same in his mercy. He's the same in his love for people. He's the same in his hatred for sickness and disease and for sin. He's the same in his desire to lift you up and to help you and bless you and heal you and restore you. Jesus Christ is the same. He's the same in his power. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And then under that power and that anointing and with that power, he went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. That same Jesus is doing the same thing today. You say, I don't see him, but he's in you if you're a believer. If you have received Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, he lives in you. He lives in me. Christ in you, the Bible says, is the hope of glory. Christ is living in me. Christ is living in you. I am living in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Jesus is the same today as he was when he walked the shores of Galilee, the same as he was when he walked upon the sea, the same as he was when he healed the leper, when he healed the leper, when he opened the blind eyes, when he caused the deaf ears to hear and the lame to leap. He's the same. Jesus Christ is the same. You know, when you get over into the book of Acts, you find out that the miracles of Jesus did not stop with the four Gospels. You find out that the apostles were operating in the same realm of miracles and healing and deliverance. Look at Acts chapter 3, when you come to the lame man, above 40 years old, the Bible says, sitting at the temple gate called Beautiful and begging alms of the people who entered. Peter and John looked at him and said, "Look on us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you." What did he have? He had Jesus. He had Jesus living on the inside of him. He had the kingdom of God living on the inside of him. The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. He had the kingdom inside of him because he had the King inside of him. Is that powerful? Jesus living in you is the King living in you. And when the King lives in you, he brings his kingdom. The kingdom of God, Jesus said it, the kingdom of God is within you. He said people will say, "Oh, it's over there," or "It's over there. It's on that hill," or "It's on that hill. It's in that town. It's on in that city." No, he said, it is within you, the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the kingdom of power. It's a kingdom of healing. It's a kingdom of deliverance. Jesus wants you well. Jesus wants you healthy. Jesus wants you strong. Some people say, "Well, you sound like a motivational speaker." Well, I hope I do motivate you. I hope you are motivated to be well, to be healthy, to be prosperous, to be blessed. Jesus wants you to be. He said in John 10:10, said, "The thief, he comes but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But," he said, "but I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly." Well, that Jesus that came to give us life and more abundantly over 2,000 years is the same Jesus today who is still giving life more abundantly to whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Whosoever will call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Wow, you can have this same Jesus living in you today. Not just sitting off in the sky, watching over us and wanting us to do well, but living inside of us, living in you, walking in your feet, through your feet, touching through your hands, speaking through your voice. That's what he wants to do, that you become his temple. The Bible says, don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost and you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which belongs to God. These bodies are God's temple. He lives in us. He dwells in us if you have received him as your personal Savior and King. Friend, if you haven't done that, I'm going to lead you in that simple prayer. It's not difficult. It's the most wonderful thing you'll ever do in your life, because it will introduce you into the kingdom of God, and it will introduce the King into your heart. Just say with me, say, "Lord Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God. I believe that you are the King of the kingdom of God. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins, so that I could be brought back into right relationship with God, my Father. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Wash me clean. Take away my sin. Live in me. I receive you now as my Lord and my Savior, my King, Lord Jesus. Thank you, on the authority of the Word of God, that says to me, if I believe in my heart and confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. I believe it. I say it. It's done. Thank you, Jesus. I'm saved. That's what your Word says. I receive it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Old things pass away. Behold, all things have become new. Friends, spread the message. Spread the message. Tell somebody. Jesus Christ is the same. People need to know that. People need to know that Jesus loves them. People need to know that Jesus will heal them. How do you know he'll heal them? Because that's what he does. That's what he's always done. If he ever healed, he still heals today. If he ever delivered the bound and the oppressed, he still does it today because he's the same. He hasn't changed. Now, religion has changed him. Religion paints Jesus in a different light. Ever so often, it puts him in a different light, paints a new picture of him, so we see him differently. But if you want to really know Jesus, and you want to see him as he truly is and always will be, go back to Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and read and find out about this wonderful Jesus who is our Savior and our Lord. Friends, we love you, appreciate you, hope you are blessed by this tonight. Have a wonderful day, wonderful night. Share this with somebody. Be an evangelist. Take that finger, push that share button. Push this out to somebody that needs to be encouraged today, and needs to be reminded that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We'll talk to you later.